Welcome to Sacred Success, the alchemy of spiritual business, where Michelle Barr talks to conscious entrepreneurs and spiritual seekers about creating a better life and a better business now. Building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course you could ever enroll in. And that's why Michelle does the work she does for you. We're glad you're here with Michelle Barr on the Om Times Radio Network.
This is Michelle Barr with Sacred Business Success Radio Show on Om Times Radio Network. I am a sacred business success coach, a business strategist, and a mindset mentor. And I'm really going to be talking today about the overlap of those things and how I talk a lot about you've got to have the marketing to make it work and the mindset to make it happen. And all along the way of my journey, I will learn the marketing to make it work and I'll do it. And then I'll bump up against the mindset to make it happen, where in the early days, I more had the mindset to get it going. But until I hired my first business coach, I did not know the marketing to make it happen. I want to dive in today with I'm talking to you about three key areas for creating your success on purpose. And I'm going to take you back to where this whole journey really started. I talk a lot about how did I grow first a local business and take a very expensive hobby and turn it into a profitable business and then create a full-time, thriving global online business. There's way back when a lot of things started, and I think those of you listening today, you'll be able to relate to different parts of this story, and it's so key because it's the very foundation. And what I've found recently is I'm working with a bunch of clients right now. I've been pretty full all year long with private clients, and I launched this great 90-day group coaching program, Unlimited Profits for Intuitive Women, and that's really going strong. And between the two, they're really moving. They're getting into action. They're making it work. They're using the marketing. They're using the strategy. And then they're bumping up against the mindset to make it happen. And I've been taking them back to a program I created a long time ago in the first incarnation of my business to these basics. And somebody asked the other day in our private Facebook group, what do you do when such and such happens? And this was someone who had jumped in, had a business going, was taking action, was making changes, was creating new success. And here she still is asking that question. And it's a question I've been asking the last few weeks, where I'm going to my own coaches and I'm bumping up against my own mindset stuff. And I have to go back to this foundation. And I want you to know this foundation I'm going to teach you and talk to you about today works whether you are building a business or not. It works in your life. It works everywhere you take it. For me, it was the absolute foundation I had to start getting into and mastering before I could even build this business. I sat for years with these callings and nudgings and these ideas and just living them in my head, having dreams. Imagine if, what if I did that? What if I didn't do this any longer? What if I quit this job? What if I had choices? And it took coming to this place. So I have a couple ways you can connect with me now and a couple of ways you can find me. And my website now, where I help conscious entrepreneurs turn their life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business so they can make more money while making a bigger difference, the impact they want to make in the world. And I'm combining the mindset, the spirituality, and all of these pieces I'm going to talk about today with business building, business growth, and business development, because I found along the way that building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development program you could ever enroll in. and it catches a lot of my clients by surprise. And I bring this unique combination to the table that I work with both of those. I have a set of skills, gifts, and experiences and training that allow me to do that. So I'm taking you way back. That website right now, the main one that I use for my business building clients, is michellebarr.com, and you can also get there from callingtocash.com, from callingtocash.com or michellebarr.com. Today, I'm taking you back to my original work and my original website. The first incarnation of my business was completely personal and spiritual growth and development. People came to me with every kind of issue imaginable. I was asking them, ask yourself this: why am I creating what I don't want? And why am I not creating what I do want? And I helped them with the things that were not showing up in their life that they did want, as well as the things showing up in their life that they didn't want. And I still do this. And now I also mainly help people build their own personality branded businesses and take their gifts out into the world, get their dreams out of their head and into the world. This foundation is so key for me. TheArtOfTakingAction.com. It's a body of work I started building a few years ago. And some of you know, I just wrote my book and had my book published on The Entrepreneur's Guide to Taking Action. You can find it on Amazon as Kindle and as a hard copy book. So here's the origins, and I'm going to take you back even further to that. But when I talk about this triangle, which is really the best infographic about this work, you can find it on theartoftakingaction.com. You'll also find there a free gift, the 9 universal guiding principles that will create success in your life and your business. Here is the true secret to my success. And I had it made into a poster that you can put on your computer, or you can print it out and hang it up in your office or living space as a daily reminder and guide. So I wanted to let you know where you could kind of follow along and see all this as we talk about the 3 key areas for creating your success on purpose. I'm going to take you all the way back to 2003. I was in the middle of a very busy life. I was married for the second time after a very young, very toxic marriage that I left with a 2-year-old and became a single mother. I was now married. I had 3 children. I was working. I had a house. I had a neighborhood. I had a community. I was involved. I was doing work that I can do, and I had some elements of what I'm made to do and what I love to do, but I was still finding my way through this. I used to take work, what work can I get? And often for very little pay. Because I was working in nonprofit a lot and I wasn't valuing myself, I had a lot going on. I started getting very fed up. I mean, really fed up. And in 2003, I made a decision to change my life. And in the process, I started sharing my journey. And then to my great surprise and delight, that became not only my new life, but also my business. I decided to turn my life into an experiment of the law of attraction, and it's been quite a ride. It's really fun to be able to go about living my daily life and being who I am all the time with no more separation between my work life and my personal life, or between who I am when I'm at work and who I am when I'm at home. It's about integrating. It's about being this one person and being that person fully. And I've learned what I teach you now is you will have the most success, the most fulfillment, and the most profitability the more you learn to fully step out with the gifts you have and what you're made to do, what you're here to offer. You show up in the world as you, you be you, and you do you. Merging your life into a whole is a process, and it's so worth it. It takes you from something you are doing to something you are living and being. And all the things I now teach, first they were things I had to do and I had to remind myself. And I had to actively, like when you're learning to drive a car, I had to pay attention. They were tasks and exercises and processes and things to do, and then they became a way of living and a way of being, and they became my life, and my whole life was reshaped. Around that time in 2003, the reason I decided to turn my life into an experiment of the law of attraction is the movie The Secret had come out, and people were talking more about the law of attraction, and it was a great way to get that out into the mainstream. So I applaud it. At the same time, it created a lot of pain and a lot of disillusionment, because when you take these timeless wisdom teachings out into the mainstream, you have to do it in a way where your baby feeding, baby food, like the mother bird, chewing it up and putting it into the baby bird's mouth. You're really spoon feeding. That's the word I was trying to get. I was seeing two things, spoon feeding and the mother bird's chewing the food up and putting it in the baby bird's mouth, which both, that's how it was. So it came on the scene. People really loved it. And at the time, I was a mental health therapist. And what I was seeing was people going into intense healing crisis because they didn't fully understand it. They weren't taking the time to fully understand it, or they didn't have the resources. And I had had very early on, when I'd left that early toxic marriage, I had had a spiritual awakening. So I'm going to go into that with you more. Stay with me. I've got a lot to talk about today, and we're going really deep.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts, Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber, for Immersion into Source, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on OM Radio.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Michelle Barr, and we are going deep today into some really foundational things that I did in my life that then allowed me to even step into building this business. So I was talking about The Secret when The Secret came onto the scene in 2003, when I was wanting to change my life and turned my life into an experiment of the law of attraction. I was a mental health therapist, and I was seeing a lot of people go into a healing crisis because they were getting a bite. They were getting The Secret. They had not been exposed to more in depth of this, and they were missing some of the missing pieces, which is what led me to create The Art of Taking Action, by the way. And so I was seeing people who were trying this, and then they were either thinking, something is wrong with me, everyone else can do this, I can't, I'm not good enough, I'm bad, nothing ever works for me, and then spinning themselves into these self-fulfilling situations, or the world is a scam, everyone's a liar, people just want your money, people lie to you, they were triggered in whatever way is their stuff. And I really thought, I can't talk about these things that I'm starting to sense in me if I just open another book and read it. I had had a spiritual awakening very early on when I was leaving that first toxic marriage and stepped out into the world. At the same time I was leaving my marriage, my best friend was dying, and it really propelled me into this place. So here I was revisiting it. Now I've gone on to remarry. I've got 3 kids. I'm busy. My life is full. I have bills to pay. I have animals and children to take care of and all of that. And yet I thought, I'm just going to do this thing and then I'll share it and I'll see, because I can't keep telling people, look, you're not seeing, this really does work. And I think I needed it for myself, and it propelled me into a whole different life. My life a decade ago is unrecognizable from the life I'm living now. And this is what started that. Those 3 key areas that have created the most success in my life, the more I used them, were intuitive development, energy management, and mindset mastery. That's where I was telling you about this triangle I finally created, where the missing piece people were not getting when The Secret came out that were keeping them from getting results is that you have to take third dimensional action to create third dimensional results. You have to get your dreams out of your head and into the world. As soon as you take the first step and engage, and you have true need instead of something you might do, may do, could do, should do, or aren't gonna do, the universe will rush in with all sorts of help and feedback and clues and guidance and prosperity and abundance for you. You have to learn to take action. And it's not just a bunch of busy, busy, busy doing. I started teaching people master the art of taking inspired action. That was down the road after I went through all this. And I first made my life the experiment. You can see all this at theartoftakingaction.com. Now it is a site full of free resources for you. This 21-day email course that helps you move forward in any area of your life, all kinds of things there for you. So I have this triangle of mastering the art of taking action, and I've talked about this on other shows, and you can go into the archives and get it, the IOA formula for success, setting a powerful intention, watching for opportunities, and taking inspired action. What is under that IOA formula for success is developing these 3 key areas for creating your success on purpose: energy management, intuition development, and mindset mastery. That is because when you set a powerful intention, you need to be able to manage your energy when all that self-doubt and second-guessing and talk starts in on you. and you have to hold that energy so you can attract and actually recognize the opportunities that are showing up. They're showing up. Ask and it is given is universal law. Then you want to really be able to clear the mental and emotional clutter and get really in tune with your intuition, with that inspiration coming through, so you know what to do and when to step in, and then taking that inspired action and continuing to stay in action takes a mindset. So those are the three things: intuitive development, energy management, and mindset mastery. You carry around so much mental and emotional clutter, so many old programs that lead to default thinking and cause you to react to your environment and everyone and everything in it. Once you learn how to clear the mental and emotional clutter, you become more connected to yourself and your source, and you are able to receive the messages that are always available to you. As your personal power grows, you really tap in to your creative energy. And this is what you manifest with. Excuse me. So what I want you to see is when I had all this mental and emotional clutter and I wasn't in charge of my energy, I couldn't get to my intuition. It would sneak through every once in a while and give me something really great. And I wasn't consciously creating and consciously cultivating the mindset that I needed. It takes a lot of creative energy, especially in the beginning, to birth these things into the world, out of your head and into the world. You feel them inside of you. It takes, it takes growing your personal power. I talked a lot yesterday and my voice is a little crazy today, and we're going to keep going because I have so much I want to tell you. The biggest thing you want to do is stop all the ways you are leaking your energy and feeding your energy to things that you do not want to grow in your life. When people come to me, this is one of the first things I teach them, especially for all the things they don't want that are showing up in their life. There's a reason for that. This robs you of the energy you need to create what you do want. Picture a hose, and you can either spray a concentrated, focused stream in one direction, or you can sprinkle water all over the place. You want to create a concentrated, focused stream of energy toward what you desire. You want to remember the universe does not respond to your words. The universe responds to the energy you are sending out. Ask and it is given is a timeless teaching, and many have lost belief in it because they don't realize it is always happening. You want to take control of your asking and do it from a place of conscious awareness. This changes everything. Once you're working with these three key areas in your life, you will learn how to manifest what you want on purpose. Making these keys a priority in my life has brought me fulfilling and rewarding work, healthy relationships, stress-free environments, more connection to myself and my spirituality, and the ability to live in my purpose and love my life all the time. I always tell my clients and students to do the energetic work first. And I will tell you the same thing. Nothing happens on the physical plane in your third dimensional reality until you take action. It's something that I focused my teachings on for a couple of years to create the artoftakingaction.com and then to bring that to the Entrepreneur's Guide to Taking Action, because I saw so many of my clients making new discoveries, having new insights and creating new awareness and experiencing shifts, but then not moving forward into action. And nothing was happening. Does this sound familiar? When you get stuck like that, your life becomes dictated by where you've been. Toxic emotions, your stories, and negative self-talk. You end up creating a lot of what you don't want, along with feelings of anger, frustration, hopelessness, and powerlessness. Once you start to spin, you can find yourself doing the same things over and over again. The problem is you have a lot invested in staying here, and sometimes you don't know how to get out. This is where these tools come in. If you would take even one tool, start with just one tool that you like or one that you are really resisting if you're really brave, and use it for 30 days, you will be amazed at what will happen in your life, and you will be able to see it as it unfolds. The best way to take action is from an inspired and empowered place. And that is why it is so important to do the energetic work first. I am such a believer in this. And over the past few years, I've really amped up my focus on sharing this with you, the powerful tools right from my coach's toolbox as I've learned them that will help you recreate your life the way you want it. Mastering that art of taking action by first mastering these three keys to your success is what will lead you to consistent and continuous success. The three keys to your success in learning how to manifest what you want on purpose are intuitive development, energy management, and mindset mastery. With the mastery of these comes the ability to become the powerful, conscious creator that you are, receive inspiration, and master the art of taking action. It's through inspired action that we truly manifest what we dream of and desire right here in our physical reality every day. And then it's my hope that you take these things, you integrate this information into your daily experience in every area of your life so that it becomes not just something that you do, but a way of living and a way of being. We will be right back and get into this even more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back. This is Michelle Barr, your Sacred Business Success Coach on OM Times Radio Network. And we are talking today about intuitive development, energy management, and mindset mastery as those three key areas for creating your success on purpose. And I'll tell you, I talked a lot about in the beginning and really doing this to even get to a place, really work on this to even get to a place where I could start building a business. But I also go back to them. Last year, again, I did some work on intuitive development. The year before that, energy management. I have continued to hire coaches that are very strong in mindset because you will continue to bump up against those things. And as you up level, sometimes those things will continue to really get to you. So one of the nine universal guiding principles that I talk to you about is you are an energetic being in energetic exchange with the universe and everything and everyone in it at all times. So understanding energy, knowing how to sense, feel, manage, and move energy is an invaluable tool from which to build your spiritual practice and create a life you love that supports you. My spiritual practices are as important as my business practices for what I've created and what I want to create. And if you flip that, my business practices are as important as my spiritual practices. I have a lot of clients I attract who love being in spiritual practice, then they don't understand why they don't have the results. At the same time, there are some people who get so into the business practices and they want some spirituality back in their life. So it goes both way, and I found the more I attend to all of that, the better I'm able to be and the better I'm able to create the life and the business that I love, that supports and sustains me and that I want. Along with energy, the other single most valuable and key tool is your intuition. Once you begin to master the use of your energy and your intuition, you become a master of yourself, and your life begins to change and come into your conscious control in incredible ways. So, in a very basic level, I want to show you something about energy and energy management because it can go deep. There are all kinds of ways, especially people who are sensitive to energy that are able to feel people, feel energy, manage energy, move energy, and sense energy. But it helps everyone to get into that energy management from a very basic place. The work that most of us do, the work that people do that come into my world, we are getting into people's space. We're getting into people's energy. Some of my clients are physically touching people. Others are getting deeply into their spirituality, their mental and emotional, and others into their physical world. We're getting intimate with people. We're getting up close and personal. You have got to have dealt with your own stuff. This was something I experienced back when I was a mental health therapist too, and I worked for a while in a psychiatric hospital. And then I went on to have my own healing and wellness center. So in all those different arenas, same thing. If I hadn't dealt with my stuff, clients are coming through the door and potential clients are coming through the door. Students, customers are coming through the door and they will trigger you and your stuff. And you have to be able to keep that separate. I have to be able to close the files on my own stuff as I'm opening up to serve my clients. And I need to be able to take control of myself. If something comes up for me and triggers me, that's not the time to get into that. I have to be able to manage that energy. It can take a lot of energy from us to get into the work. Just some people you work with are going to be really draining. Being able to stay in their energy, be in their energy, you have to know how to protect yourself and how to recharge yourself. And you have to know what to do so that you can keep doing this work. There's so many things like that. Part of the mindset for me was recognizing and identifying those 9 universal guiding principles and then keep going back to them. Oh yeah, and this and this. I recommend all the time a book called The 4 Agreements. It is a great book. It is a must-have and a go-to book, I tell people. And any communities I facilitate, I like to bring that book into the community, into the circle, into the group, so that everybody can work with it. Because you're going to trigger each other's stuff. You're going to get triggered. That's the way it works. So understanding this, you can start seeing how important the energy management is, the mindset is, and then that intuitive development at whatever level, because the mental and emotional clutter blocks the knowing, that little voice that comes in and inspires you. And we get inspired to do this work. We get inspired to build these businesses. Those are really key areas that early on, that was the first thing I did, and then continued to do it and have found myself bringing it back around to my clients now as they're going along. Well, maybe you want to go back into this material. So I want to give you a resource if you're really into this and you're going, yeah, this is something every one of my clients gets, private and in my groups, because this is the go-to. And instead of teaching it over and over and over again, one-to-one-to-one, I taught it live. I taught it live and local, then I taught it live online, then I created a product. And if you go to michellebarr.com/intuitive success, you will find it. You can take a look at it and see if this is something you've been looking for. michellebarr.com/intuitive success. I really want to share it with you, and I'm going to talk more about it because it is so important. Intuitive development, energy management, and mindset mastery. It's what I had to learn to do before I was able to create a life I love and a business that supports and sustains it. So going way, way back again, I took you back to 2003. So going way, way back, I had dreams, I had desires, I visited them every now and then. I was familiar with them. I wasn't consciously living at all. So I learned how to consciously create and consciously live as I started having those personal and spiritual awakenings brought on by different things in my life. Very toxic marriage, issues going on, my best friend dying, then becoming a single mother, and not loving my life and not loving the work that I was doing. There is nothing worse than watching your life spiral out of control before your very eyes. Some of you may be there right now. I was, and more than once. This is now that touchstone. Now I've learned consciously, I don't let my life get to where I feel like it's spiraling out of control right before my eyes. Rocky relationships, full of emotional turbulence. There was resentment, non-communication. My spouse was withdrawn. I was withdrawn. Children can be distant and acting out, and then everyone is angry and dissatisfied. I had a chronic health issue for 7 years that would not be diagnosed until I ended up in the hospital, really in crisis, and had to have a huge surgery. Tension rippling through your body. The stress of working at things I didn't love doing, then coming home so late and exhausted, no time left for myself, no energy for self-care, leftover food and unpaid bills, the only thing waiting for me, living a less than life of toxic relationships, toxic environments, and toxic patterns of thought and behavior. Each one of those situations would be a challenge on its own, and they do come up. Now, combine any or all of these challenges. I was pushed over my threshold. I kept living by default in a very unconscious way until I had created all of that. It was kind of like the universe first, light as a feather, nudging me, pointing a few things out, a little challenge here and there. Then some thumps, then some shoves, then tripping around a bit. Then the cosmic 2x4, what I call the brick to the head. Then my body started breaking down from the stress mentally and emotionally. And here I was, a mental and emotional expert in my field for years and spiritually in crisis. And I didn't see any signs of that storm ending in sight. I was always the pillar of strength in my circle, always the one serving generous helpings of love and guidance to friends, family, coworkers, the community, neighbors, everyone. But I didn't have anything left to support myself. So one of the guiding principles, one of the things you'll learn, this is a big one for the helpers and healers. You're not serving the highest good of all if the highest good of all does not include yourself. You've got to be including yourself and taking care of yourself. Now I do more than ever before. I serve people more. I serve people at a higher level. I give more away for free than ever. And I have a huge group of clients I get to serve that I love. I'm not burned out mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I can be a pillar of strength. We will be right back. I want to tell you more.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back. This is Michelle Barr, Sacred Business Success. And today we're talking about really foundational things that help you come to a place if you're being called, or you maybe are even already doing it, of taking your gifts out into the world, monetizing them, building and growing a business. I was talking about things that you're going through, and then they show up in your world. They show up in your third dimensional physical world. So some of the things I saw happening with people around me, and some of the things that I could really relate to myself, that I could see myself in, is waking up every day feeling weak, powerless, and out of control, but with this big thing inside of you, you're ready for some action. So to prove how serious you are about changing your life, you've been doing everything you can to take control of your life. Things you think should be making a difference. Attending seminars by great spiritual teachers and leaders like Deepak Chopra. Reading everything you can get your hands on by Hay House. Watching Oprah's Soul Sunday. Clearing your energy with EFT, Reiki, and meditation. Clearing, clearing, and clearing. Keeping a gratitude journal and coming up with your own affirmations. Researching spiritual principles like those found in The Secret. Yet, with all that, you're still falling short of what you're expecting to see and what you want to happen. You have no idea why, and you're getting frustrated and fed up. One note about that, and I can talk about all these in a light way because I was that. I did that, and people come to me doing that. So clearing your energy. I am a master energy medicine specialist and master energy healer with all kinds of modalities. My first business, which became an expensive hobby, was my healing and wellness center, Hope House. And then after that, I turned it into a full-time local business, and I learned how to make money and how to monetize it. And I learned where I wasn't making good business decisions so that I could merge both sides of that, doing the work I love and letting it be a profitable and then a profitable freedom-based business. I was an energy healer. I had a table and people came to me in person and laid on my table and I worked on them, and it's valuable. And I still get energy work and I get body work. The thing is, another reason I changed my business the way I did, two things. One, people would come to me in crisis. I'd work on them. They would feel better. They would get insights of their own. They'd get insights from me. And then they would leave and they would go back into their toxic environments, toxic relationships, toxic patterns, and it wouldn't stick. Because they didn't have their own energy management or the mindset. And they had so much mental and emotional clutter, they couldn't be inspired. And they couldn't use their intuition. And then they'd wait and then they'd come back in. It feels really good to get body work and energy work done. And it's great. The second thing was I noticed I started coaching people from the table the same thing over and over again. And that's one of the things I have the most is I have clients come to me who've been doing some kind of work in this realm, in some arena, usually using their modality, using their processes. And now they realize, that's how I realized, wait, I'm saying these things. I have a message inside of me. I need to write this. I need to speak this. I need to teach it. I need to get it out in the world. And then the opportunity started showing up to do that. So I have people like that showing up all the time. And I noticed I'm saying these things to people over and over and over again. So this is what was going on. And this is where people get stuck a lot. Well, I'm doing my spiritual practices. Well, have you hired a business coach? Do you understand business? Are you using any marketing strategies? I want you to know I act on inspiration and intuition all the time, but I don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's an old saying, and there's a reason. There are proven strategies, proven marketing strategies that you can learn for your industry, industry specific, things that people who are already being what you want to be, doing what you want to do, and having what you want to have. They're teaching them. They're utilizing them. You can learn them. And when I started doing that, and I added that to my calling, my inspiration, my unique contribution, my unique combination, that's when it all came together. So going back to this, you hear about people detox your life from negativity, from the nonsense, and redesign it. It means stop living by default and start living by conscious design. I thought, was it possible to have more supportive, loving relationships with my spouse and children, create lasting family memories that have love and happiness attached to them? Heal from those past traumas, pain, and negativity that I felt were holding me back from living successfully on and in my purpose. And I had been a mental health therapist. Part of our intense training and schooling is we have to get our own therapy. I had gone that route. And then I started bringing in the spiritual pieces and the intuitive pieces, the advisors and the guidance and the tools, and used those too. So we say, we believe, we truly believe in an infinite and abundant universe. And people come to me broke saying they want to teach that. Here's the thing, you can't sell it until you embody it and until you're living it. We feel it inside of us. We learn it. We want to go out and sell it. What you do have is you have something inside of you right now that somebody just two steps behind you needs. You have powerful stories. You're going through something or you've gone through something that you will be able to turn around and offer to other people. I've rebooted my life from miserable circumstances, including an unhappy marriage and a draining career twice. But it wasn't until I committed myself to learning how to consciously create life on my terms that I transformed my life for the better and with lasting results. In 2003, when I finally decided to turn my life into an experiment for the law of attraction, I finally decided to look deeper. I was struggling. I was in spiritual crisis as well as every other kind of crisis. And I wanted to learn how to consciously create a life of purpose and be on purpose and live on purpose and integrate my life. The more I was living this rich spiritual life and using these alternative ways of healing and creating prosperity and abundance at the same time, I was this medical model expert, and I was working one way and living the other. And we made this huge move 2 years, no coincidences here, 2 years after that 2003, manifested a huge move for me and my whole family. And we went on faith. I went on faith. And it paid off huge. It was the start of all of this that I have now. It grew me like nothing else, I will tell you. But I stepped into that and I started changing everything. And part of it was I'd been living some prosperity and abundance here and there, some purpose here and there, but not all the time and not consciously creating the life that I wanted to live. When I made that huge move, I asked the question, what if I took all these pieces of me, counselor, chaplain, coach, and everything else inside of me that's new, and I brought it all together? And I did it my way, and I created this life that I want to live. And parts of me said, you can't do it. Your licenses, your credentials, what would you do? How would you do it? You won't know how. All of that. And yet I stepped in and did it. And these things were foundational, these three key areas. And they continue to be today: intuitive development, energy management, and mindset mastery. And there's so much more to say on this, and you can read my whole story if you go to michellebarr.com/intuitive success. There's so much more I can share with you, and we are running out of time today. You'll also see the triangle I talked about that helps you stop living by default and start living by intuitive success with the energy management, the intuition, and the mindset mastery. So really dive in and really see how you can apply these things we've talked about today to your life. If you're feeling stuck, if you've plateaued, if you're coming up against new barriers, if you've never got started at all, if you're cycling through the ups and downs, the highs and lows, if you want to learn to more consciously create than unconsciously create, I am Michelle Barr. You can find me at michellebarr.com or from callingtocash.com. Let me be a resource for you. Look me up on Facebook. I am there, Michelle B. Barr. Always motivating, inspiring, informing, and educating. And I'm there live, and I will talk to you, answer your questions, dialogue with you about all these things. And I'd love for you to go to Om Times Radio Network and pull up in the archives past shows of Sacred Business Success. There are tools on every one, there are teachings, free resources galore. Dive in and stay with me here. I'm here every week with more sacred business success and sacred success for your life. This is Michelle Barr. I have loved spending this time with you, and I will talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for showing up for yourself and for my show.